Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Back with Vershawn Jackson on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That's right. It's the captain. It's the ticket, 93.7. My show today, getting the coach. We're going to talk a little gymnastics. Oh, my God. This guy's a singer now. Look at him.
I love this song.
Gymnastic team. Listen.
It is. They have a big one tomorrow.
Get out. Support Miss Curtis, a.k.a. Little Ray Lewis. Get out. And support the gymnastic team. They are going against the number one team in the country, Michigan Wolverines. And it would be really, really nice to knock them completely off of their pedestal. If the energy that I felt when Curtis was here, if everybody has that same energy, I can see them winning.
Oh, it's awesome. And I think they're giving away some cups or color changing cups. So hold on, let me find the email that they sent out to the press here or the media. Okay, so there are 250 color changing cups will be given out at the door. So if you're the first 250 people, meet starts at 2:30 tomorrow. Like VJ said, playing number one Michigan, who defending national champions and this year's regular season Big Ten champions, and they currently lead the nation with a season best team score of 198.525 per meet. So, first 250 fans get a free cup, and then, like we said, Nebraska is having a pretty strong season, and they host number one Michigan.
I mean, if I could make it there, I would definitely be going. Well, let's talk depth chart.
Oh, in football?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get into the depth chart.
Let me pull up the handy-dandy, our favorite thing.
Yeah, let's get into the depth chart right now, because I think there's some – depth chart looks a little crazy. Looks a little crazy, y'all. Ooh. Now, start with wide receiver. And I'm just going off of what I see. So, if the season started today, the top three receivers would be Omar Manning, Xavier Betts, Trey Palmer.
Ooh, Trey Palmer. So Omar Manning, Trey Palmer, Xavier Betts.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a monster room.
It is.
That's a monster starting lineup.
I'm curious where guys like Isaiah Garcia Castaneda, the transfer, fit in, and then also Oliver Martin. Because this staff, their whole time since Oliver Martin's been here, has been high on him. Yeah. Now, last year, towards the back half of the season, we didn't see him that often. So I'm not saying he's a top three guy in this room. I don't believe he is.
Nah, I don't think so. He got hurt, too. He was phenomenal.
He did.
But something happened.
Yeah, he got an ankle injury.
And it derailed his entire season, if you ask me. And I think the fact that every time we punted the ball to him, he always fair caught it. Even if it was 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 yards of running room.
Well, what's funny, though, VJ, that's a whole other discussion, because no matter who was back there, we called for a fair catch.
Yeah, but you can't do that. We talked to
absolutely.
We talked to Mr. Hughes yesterday, and I mean, the one thing that he said was that's a weapon to have a punt return guy that could take it to the house at any given moment, or that can change the field. That's a weapon, man. You can't change that. But so if we're talking about backups, would be Alante Brown, Isaiah Garcia,
Castaneda.
Mm-hmm. And then Oliver Martin would be those three guys back. Listen, those are six guys that can play.
I would also be interested to see where a guy like, I'm going to say his name again, like at the beginning of the season, Will Nixon. He had a torn ACL a couple years ago, didn't get on the field last year. He's finally healthy. Where's a guy like Latrell Neville fit into all this? In terms of top six guys, does he make the top six and can crack a rotation?
The good thing about spring ball is everybody's not going to hold up.
Absolutely. Okay?
There's going to be some people that are going to go down during spring ball, and somebody else is going to get an opportunity. The reason why, to me, positions are won and lost in the spring is because if Omar Manning goes out there, drops seven balls.
Guess what? You got 13 other scholarship guys.
That's my point. And one of those younger guys that you're talking about comes in the game and they start snagging stuff, and they might hit the weight room a lot harder than somebody else. Now you got an issue. A good issue, but an issue.
Yeah. I think it's also going to – I think it would be safe to say that this wide receiver room may thin out a little bit after spring ball, when we kind of get an idea of some of the troop, like the players, of who, like the guy, the dudes in that room. Because if you think about it, I wonder where a guy like Kamonte Grimes fits into this. I wonder where Sean Hardy is going to fit. I mean, you look at the redshirt redshirt freshman room at wide receiver, and you have four guys that are redshirt freshmen: Latrell Neville, Sean Hardy, Kamonte Grimes, and Will Nixon, just in that class alone. So I would not be surprised if we see one of those hit the road. You look at then the freshmen that they brought in, the true guys: Dakotas Crawford, Victor Jones Jr., who they're high on from Florida, and then Bonner, who was longtime Georgia Tech commit since April. Then it was a signing day pickup for Nebraska. They got him to flip from Georgia Tech to Nebraska. So between true freshmen and redshirt freshmen, they got seven guys.
Well, yeah, they got seven. I would say they got nine. Seven between those two.
Those two,
groups.
Yes.
But they've got nine guys that pretty much could play anywhere. You know, when you talk the coldest and you talk some of those other younger guys in there, you can't forget about them, because those are the guys I'm talking about. They start making some crazy plays in practice. Well, you got to put them in the conversation.
Well, you have to also kind of play into the fact that these were the guys that the new staff wanted. Not saying that Omar Manning and Wyatt Lever and Oliver Martin aren't going to have a part in this offense, but with the new staff, they have an idea of what they want to do on offense and what kind of receivers they need to complement their offense and complement what they're going to ask Casey Thompson to do. And so you have to, not saying that Victor Jones Jr. has a leg up on Trey Palmer or Victor Jones Jr. has a leg up on Wyatt Lever. I'm not saying that. But there's definitely a possibility where they fit the skill set better than an Oliver Martin, better than a Wyatt Lever.
See, I like that, but you're so deep at receiver that, to me, you start to build the future. Okay? You take those younger guys, you redshirt them. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I get it. Oh, you want to play them for four games or whatever it is, whatever the stipulation is. To me, you tell them you're redshirting. All I want you to do is get better, bigger, faster, stronger. That's it.
Yeah.
Know your plays. So next year, when when the lights are on, and let's not forget about Elliott Brown. Let's not forget about Barry Miles Jr. You know, there's a couple guys in that room that are walk-ons that may get an opportunity if they outwork some people.
Well, Wyatt Lever's a guy that I believe used to be a walk-on and got a scholarship now. He's a redshirt junior. I mean, then you look in the sophomore class and you have the two guys that Xavier Betts, who Nebraska fans have been high on since day one. There's just been a couple speed bumps in the road. And then Alante Brown, which is just a giant question mark. You don't know what's gone on, what's hindered him.
We haven't done a good job of getting Alante the ball.
But his true freshman year,
again,
coming from a prep school, this guy has some speed, has some agility, and can do something for us.
I know, but we have not done a good job of getting Alante Brown the ball in different situations. Throw him a little hitch and let the boy run. You know, give him something where he can showcase his talents. We have to play to the kids that we have. We have to play to their talents. Xavier Betts is going to have to be able to blow the top off. Trey Palmer, of course, is going to be able to not only blow the top off, but he's got to be the intermediate guy that'll catch a ball and take it to the house because of his yak ability. Omar Manning, big, strong, possession receiver, a guy that can blow the top off, but also a guy that I think if you get the ball to him early, he can make somebody miss and he's big, strong enough, and fast enough to take it to the house. So,
I there's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah.
In the wide receiver room, I think that's very safe to say. It's going to be interesting. So Monday, like we kind of talked about in the previous segment, spring ball starts, and I can pull up the email here in a second. So spring ball starts, which means Scott Frost will talk at 12:30. Offensive assistants will be at 1 p.m., and they're going to be doing the individual roundtables. So we're going to be able to go, you know, five-on-one with Mickey Joseph, five guys to ask him Mickey Joseph questions. We're going to be able to go three-on-one with Mark Whipple. You know, Brian Applewhite will be included in that. And so I'm excited to hear that. I'm excited to ask, you know, what's the plan? Do we have an idea of what this is going to look like? Because right now, we have hopes.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Of that, it's going to look like a certain way, you know, whether that's less quarterback run and more passing and more intermediate passing with a guy like Casey Thompson. Or with Brian Applewhite, are you hoping to establish one guy and have that 1-2 punch where a guy can, like Marquise Stepp, can come in right after Ramir Johnson carries it for twice in a row, and then the third down back when you're third and one, Marquise Stepp comes in. Like, I'm hoping... Not going to say that we're going to find out all the answers to those questions on Monday, but it's going to be interesting to see how they respond, kind of what information they give us, who they're expecting and hoping steps up big in the spring here.
What would you ask Coach Joseph?
Ooh. Well, I think something big with Coach Joseph always is going to be about recruiting. I think he's a big one.
If you had a chance – and you're probably going to have a chance.
Yeah.
But what – I mean, a lot of times we don't prepare ourselves for what we're getting ready to endure. So to have a question already lined up when you do go, it'd probably be conducive to making sure that we get a great answer.
Yeah.
So
well, what's also what would interesting, you ask them? I haven't – in all honesty, I haven't thought about it in depth quite yet. But in all – I mean, again, when everybody's there, it's kind of like – conversations that are having away from microphones that are fun, that are enjoyable. Also, conversation with other media members. Where are their heads at with this whole thing? And then what direction do they take the interviews with the coaches and things like that? Because there's many times where it's been they've asked questions and I get another thought from it.
Yeah,
and so that's really interesting. So like obviously, like I mean, just a baseline question. I mean, there's a lot of bodies in that room. How many guys do you want to use? How many are going to be utilized on a week by week basis? And talk about competition, and is this a thing where the top three guys are going to have their job throughout the whole spring ball, or is it going to be an open kind of competition? That's just basic level stuff right off the bat. And then once, you know, everybody gets their questions out, then that's where the deeper thoughts come in. And maybe you get a better answer from a guy like Mickey Joseph. And you can always go with recruiting with Mickey as well, with Coach Joseph.
Yeah,
always
well,
go with recruiting.
It's spring. So I don't even want to talk recruiting. Yeah. It's spring ball. So for me, it's give me your top six guys. If you had to play with them today, who would it be?
Yeah.
And what are the prerequisites to keeping your position, to keeping the top job? For let's just say Manny, Betts, and Palmer are the three top guys.
Yeah.
I want to know what do they need to do to keep their position and what do the other guys need to do to put themselves in that conversation.
Well, with that, you could also just ask the question of what is required of a guy to be able to play for you? Like
That's a great question.
General. Yeah. What do you require out of a player for them to find the field? Because every coach has something. Every coach wants to see a couple things, whether it's on the mental side of things, whether it's on the field stuff, that says, all right, this guy can play for me.
James said, my question for Mickey Joseph would be, what mental aspect has been lacking that's preventing the team from flipping games and winning? Based on your experience in other coaching environments. Good question, James.
Well, so honestly, where instead of not saying that Mickey Joseph would be a bad, because he follows it up with, would my question would be a bigger picture than just a wide receiver room question. With that in mind, you could say that to a guy like Mark Whipple, who's had loads of experience. Now, Mickey Joseph has won a national title at LSU, so I'm not saying Mickey Joseph would be bad to ask, but you could also ask that same question with Mark Whipple as a whole offensive kind of thought. What's hindered this offense mentality-wise from being able to flip one-score games?
Yeah, I mean, I get that part, but let's for all the Solder Haven text line folks out there that's listening and want to text in, please text in, but we're going to go – we're specifics now. We're talking Coach Joseph. We're talking wide receivers. We'll probably stay on that another couple minutes, and then we'll go to something else. But right now, what would your question be to Coach Joseph about the receiver room, about spring ball, if you got an opportunity to go to, let's call it, what they got a name for it, Big Red Media Day?
No, it's just the
Big
spring.
Red spring game.
Yeah, it just says press conference to kick off spring football next Monday. Okay. That's just what the email, the release says that they sent us.
Mm-hmm. So what would that be? If you want to call in right now, Honda of Lincoln Hotline, 464-5685, and we'll get you going as well. When I think receiver room also, those guys are going to have to block. They're going to have to block downfield. Mm-hmm. And in order for running backs to run the way we're used to seeing running backs run at Nebraska, we have to be great blockers down the field. And so I think they're going to have those receivers, and I'm talking Betts, I'm talking Manning, I'm talking the new guy, they all are going to have to be more than one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They'll bring – everybody has their strengths, like I talked about before with Betts blowing the top off of it. And Omar Manning, you know, being that possession receiver, you know, the big guy with a big body. And then Trey Palmer being the guy who you can throw him the little five-yard, you know, digs, the underneath routes, the things where you can get the ball in his hand quick and he can make people miss and get there. I think the most improved room should be the receiver room. Now saying that, let's go to quarterback. Because right now, if the season started, we would have Casey Thompson would be the starter.
Yes.
Logan Smothers would probably be the backup right now. And then you got Trevor Purdy. Now, question is, because Trevor Purdy is already redshirted, that's out of the question. That's out of the equation.
Casey Thompson?
No.
Or who? Trevor Purdy?
Yeah, Purdy.
Okay, yep, sorry.
Trevor Purdy.
Yep.
Because he's already redshirted. He's already a redshirt freshman. So – when you look at the room, that's a pretty good 1-2-3.
Yeah, you can't forget Heinrich Harburg.
Well, that's what I'm, that's a pretty good 1-2-3-4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Again, you got to think though, Heiberg wasn't a Whipple guy. Not that he's not going to get an opportunity.
Neither was Logan.
Yeah, but you got to think he was the backup, so you got to at least put him in that backup spot.
Yeah, for now. Would it be safe to say, though, it would not surprise me if one or two guys exit that room at the end of spring ball. Not because that's the right thing to do, but that's just how it is nowadays.
Text line, Satterham is going off. Seattle Joe said, I would ask him, is the talent level at Nebraska good enough to win the Big Ten, comparatively speaking, to the schools that you've been to?
That's a loaded question.
Yeah, Seattle Joe, that's tough, brother. That's a good question, though.
Absolutely.
I mean, what do you say to that? No, not across the board.
Well, you have to.
If we're just talking about receivers, you got to think that the talent level at receiver is.
I think once again, and this is not me drinking Kool-Aid, but just knowing this roster on paper. And knowing Casey Thompson from Texas, I would say that there is enough talent to compete for the Big Ten. Now, when you have to think about it, like teams like the LSU and the Alabama, they have a certain mentality that is connected with them on the field. And when we're talking Big Ten, I think back to Iowa's, the Iowa teams that had, number one, an identity, number two, a mentality that they embraced. Wisconsin's the same way. Northwestern, when they played in the Big Ten title a couple years ago, same way. They have that hard-nosed Big Ten mentality. And I think that would be safe to say that Nebraska has not the last couple years.
Yeah, but I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
I know, that's fine.
I'm going to get me some super sweet. We got some more in the back.
Yeah, you got half the sugar bag back.
That's all right. I'm going to drink half the sugar bag. I need that right now. So John said, Rashawn, I would ask Coach Joseph if any receiver could be used like Debo Samuel from the 49ers. Ooh.
Running back and wide receiver?
Who would you?
Well, think about it. I mean,
I don't know
if you want that one. I don't know if you want that because you have at least seven bodies in that running back room.
Yeah, we don't want that. We need a guy.
You need an established running back.
Yeah, we got to have a guy. We got to find a stud at running back that can give us 20 to 25 totes a game. And we got to get back to having 1,000-yard rushers.
Wouldn't that be nice? Not even in terms of just reality.
1,000-yard rushers.
Yes, it would be great. Just give us over 800.
No, 1,000.
Like, I'm just saying, though. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Goals 1,000.
You're right.
800
absolutely.
Ain't going to get it.
Because
you're right. 800, you know, I mean, you can't. Adrian Martinez did that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You could talk about play calls and decisions. Decision-making by the guy.
As a quarterback, he did what he did as far as with his legs. And I'm saying we need a running back to average to get 1,000 yards for the next at least 20 years.
Get back
season.
To it. Get back
well,
to
you
it.
You got to think we used to have two.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the captain. I'm with Nick, the Ticket, 93.7.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.